Hello.
Hello. It's Q here.
Ah, Q. Just give me a moment. Let me get this supermodel off my body. Look, would you desist, darling, please?
The crocodile is in the swimming pool.
And he has just swallowed the box of matches.
Go ahead, Q. It's good to know it's you. Yes, we've got a problem with one of our scientists.
God, which one this time?
It's that rascal, John Law.
Law, that bloody whoring rascal.
Yes, he's disappeared in the Dean Street area in Soho, in one of those places.
Yes, I always did like the ladies of the night. Which one, do you think?
I think it's a Russian lady, but we're not totally sure yet.
Oh, bloody Rusky, what are you talking about? That old bloody new Cold War stuff with that lot?
Exactly, and that's what we're worried about, that he's got some plans on him and may give it away.
Oh my God.
Exactly, we're very worried here. We want to be able to find him, and you can find out more on the usual place.
Not getting you there, Q. What place would that be?
That's mutantpop.net. Radio Clash. There's a little interactive tool only you can see. Yes.
Yes, you're not quite getting me there, Q. I don't really sort of bugger around with computers as it goes. Just give me any details.
Oh,
and I'll be on the case.
Do I have to do everything? If you can find out more, there's this little map, and well, there's information there. The problem is he has a weapon. He has a sonic weapon that could turn us into margarine.
What? To be used on the British Isles?
Yes, there'll be flora for all of us. You must find this man, otherwise we'll be toast for breakfast.
Right, okay, Q, deadline. I've got to get Law. Get Law. What's the deadline?
You've got to get him by the end of this show.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 132. And this is the Radio Clash file with a celebrity murder party.
Hello!
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 Hello. No, I'm not supposed to say hello.
Come on.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and this is the Radio Clash file with Celebrity Murder Party, which are sitting over there on the non-celebrity sofa.
Hello! We'll make it a celebrity sofa.
On the side of the room, yeah, stick some glitter on it or something.
Yeah. No.
So, the theme of the show, as you might have guessed, is spies and subversion and scary satanic things and ooh, and things go bump in the night probably. We have. Are you going to explain the whole idea about what there was a meta theme for the show, isn't it as well?
Yes, I mean the idea was that we were going to hide subliminal messages within the show and try and.
You're going to die. Sorry. Oh, not now. Oh,
with the idea of sort of leaving compilations worth of tunes hidden out there on the interwebs that people can download and. Try and chase if we can actually think of some clues for.
Well, there's going to be three clues, and they're going to be at the start and probably middle and end. So you would have heard one of them, hopefully, and there'll be one at the end and one in the middle, hidden somewhere, and it'd be rather obvious what they are.
we just have to write them.
Yeah, but they'll be kind of it'll be obvious. It'll suddenly change into something else, possibly a phone call. So, and you'll be able to find a very beautiful album of exclusive mashups, which I'm sure my listeners will want to hear, most definitely. Yes, yes, and from people like Who Boys.
The Who Boys, Lobster Dust, has contributed 5 tracks. Ourselves.
Copycat,
Lee DM101, Mr. Fab.
Yep.
And the world-famous audio hacker.
Yes, yes, he's got out of jail. He's got out of jail. He picked the lock. He's now gone across the world. He's now a spy. Now a bootleg spy, probably. So this show is going to have a few of those tracks, just as a sampler of what kind of stuff that you can find, and loads of other spy-related tracks that me and CMP guys. Can I call you CMP guys? What's the short version?
CMP.
CMP guys have found.
Do you want me? Like Brangelina. Yeah.
Better than, or is it? You can't do it the way around, can you? Rez.
Rez is quite good.
Rez sounds quite good in a sort of a. It's sort of a Tron fashion.
That's quite good.
So I think that's a good time to go into a bootleg. I was played this by Ian Dogg from Phil and Dogg, and it's A Million Suns and Double O Heaven. I guess you're right.
All my life I've been in love with its colour, its brilliance, its divine heaviness. I welcome any enterprise that will increase my stock, which is considerable.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last. The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond. Good night, Mr. Bond. Good night, Mr. Bond. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Drag term on the street for homosexual is Queen. The music group Queen has a message for you. In their album Night at the Opera, they sing Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
In the moment, because you're the devils, you're the demons, and you know that. Your music, rock and roll, is a satanic music. When they say you turn around, you make the music go black, and you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan.
Today's message is a solemn warning to all young people who listen to rock and roll and heavy metal music. Satan knows he only has a short time to deceive the earth, so he's using music as his antichrist tool to deceive the masses.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
And I'm finally beginning to unravel a bizarre and fiendish plot designed by Satan's antichrist system to corrupt, pervert, and ultimately enslave the youth of this generation.
Another one bites the dust.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan's satanic takeover of our youth through rock music.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
All rock music is dangerous. I want to tell you that today, even some of the mellow stuff that doesn't sound like it has anything in it that could be deceptive or even misleading. I started asking God, can you show me how he's doing it? I wanted to have proof positive. Now, Queen has a song called
Another One Bites the Dust.
We have the same reaction the first service. The kids went, oh no, not Queen. Not Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
All rock music is dangerous.
Another one bites the dust.
I want you to know today that Satan has planted his lyrics in the music, and some of it is subliminal. That means it's down at low decibel levels where you wouldn't hear it audibly as you play the music at the speed that you, or the high sound levels that you would regularly play it.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan has planted his lyrics in the music.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
There's another message going on below the surface. This is called subliminal programming.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
But I want to say something. I don't believe that this particular masking was intentional. I think that this is something that Satan himself put into the music. Let's play it forwards. Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
Okay, I'm going to play that for you backwards. It's the next cassette. We'll have to put a new cassette in. And on this next cassette, I want you to hear the secret message. It's over and over and over. It says, it's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. You listen to it and tell me if it's not there. Let's play that. You see what the secret message was? It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. Now I'm gonna play that backwards for you once more for those of you that are skeptics.
Who was that?
That was Lobster Dust, featuring
Pastor Troy.
Pastor Troy, yes. Which we decided was a Pastafarian, because it was Pastor Troy.
Yes.
I have to be careful with the popping, because you've got the pop shield.
You've got the pop shield.
So I'm going to have to try and swallow
my
keys.
Because we don't do pop.
No, yeah. Yeah, you don't do pop, you do rock. You do metal. And then before that was A Million Suns. That's old school bootlegging with Double O Heaven. And a lot of people probably don't remember. I see Peter popping in. A lot of people don't remember The A Million Suns because they were sort of right 2002, 2003, and they're still going, but they've kind of left that whole Gaibo thing. I don't think they ever were really part of Gaibo, but they did Super Chunks and stuff like that. Not really a Go Home Productions, but interesting nonetheless. He stopped bootlegging, by the way.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, he's been retired, releasing all this stuff in a big, huge zip file.
Well, a friend of mine has put it out as a torrent now.
Oh God!
Well, because it's all on you suck it. It's either one.
you suck it.
Yeah, it's all on you share or div.
That's one.
Not
yeah,
div
yeah.
share. Div share is all right.
You share.
It's one where you have to kind of you only download 50
million
one.
Million clicks.
Well, no, you can only download one, and then you go out, unless you pay the money, you have to wait like 3 hours before you can download it anymore.
Yeah.
I got the whole lot when I did mine. I got it sitting on my phone at the moment. I thought it was very easy.
obviously
not. Obviously, well, I did. I know why. I know why. It was very easy.
next.
I need to practice.
So what you've got in the pipeline musically?
At the moment, musically. Oh God. Well, there's the Radio Clash file. We're doing another compilation on BBI for Halloween and
Halloween.
Bass in Your Face, which is one I'm running, which is going to come out immediately after the Halloween one, which is all bass track themed tracks, quite danceable.
That's sounding quite good. Might be a track from me as well.
That sounds like me as well.
And then hopefully the last thing I think I can handle up until Christmas is going to be the Joe Strummer compilation, which might be secret.
No, it isn't. I've not announced it yet. I was going to announce it in show 131. So this is in case I haven't announced it in show 131, I'm working on a Joe Strummer compilation, which should be released in December. But I'd not mentioned it on the blog, but I was going to mention it on the podcast, so that's fine. So it's something I'm arranging, because it's going to be 5 years since the death of Joe Strummer. But you've met him, haven't you? You've met him.
Well, I wouldn't say I've met him. I was rather inanely wandering through Glastonbury.
As you do.
And this person sort of half bumped into me, carrying a load of kids' toys.
How do you half bump into someone, Adam?
Well, I have many skills. And so I think of this person, I look at him and go, God, that looks really interesting. And literally, I'm about a metre away from him and I go, that's Joe Strummer. And he's carrying children's toys. I just saw him half an hour ago playing on stage.
Good Lord, punk people shouldn't have children!
No, it's just terrible. He just blows my blows what I think of the
they were punk toys. Toys. They were punk toys. Yeah,
little hair on them.
Trolls with little green spiky things.
Yeah, there were those toy guitars, but they've been smashed up.
Yeah. No, actually, they were all made by Mattel, and they were incredibly...
full of lead.
Yeah, full of lead. Yeah.
They were world-destroying toys.
World-destroying toys.
Oh, yes. I'd love to have met him. I never met him, or I only ever saw John Peel once. It was at a Meltdown festival.
I saw him four, three times or something.
Oh, you bastard!
I've also been out in the piss with his daughter as well. So.
Ooh,
it's terrible.
You pissed on his daughter.
That as well, yeah. No, but out in the piss with her.
Did that make the radio show?
No. What was hilarious though? Is every time she talked about her dad, the entire table would shut up.
Did you have a raging bonk on?
No, I didn't. I just felt incredibly embarrassed about the whole thing. And one of my times meeting John Peel was actually giving him your demo tape.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I did that. I thought an excuse to meet him was quite good.
Fucking play it.
Was it a good demo tape?
It was fucking amazing.
What did it have on it?
It was my old Banner Avengers. We got signed, so I guess it should have been good enough for somebody.
hence, that's why you were playing with Kirk's guitar, which is still here. Don't think he listens to the show, but yeah, it's still Justine is still fine, still happy. It's still a happy guitar.
It's broken, though.
No!
It's very dusty.
No. Well, yeah, because I don't use it. Even though I've borrowed it for the last 2 years. As you do. So, I think more music. And we should have more alcohol, but I've not got much left. Oh, no.
Have you got any left now?
I'll have to start mainlining dust or something.
Some liquid silk over there, is it?
Yeah. Thanks.
What is that?
You don't want to know. You just so don't want to know. You just don't want to know. The classic main theme from Get Carter, Takes a Train.
Groovy.
Groovy. Groovy. The psychedelic soundtrack of Roy Budd. Taking loads of acid or something, I don't know.
Well, spying on going up to Newcastle or something.
What, spying on other people doing soundtracks? Who's spying on, like, you know, Ennio Morricone and people like that? Yeah, I can imagine that, actually. Yeah. Very strange. But yes, I'm trying to work out if I should explain what this liquid silk is. Should I leave it? Should we leave it as a clue? We could always set up a little...
Liquid
That's
silk.
One of the clue, children. You have to go and search what liquid silk is. And if you find the most pornographic picture you can find, send to me and you'll get a prize.
We went onto the Booty USA website, but instead of typing in bootyusa.com, I typed in booty.com at work.
Me too, I did exactly the same as well.
Oh dear.
That was one very quick click.
Oh, it's a bit like I used to work somewhere and there was someone she was doing up a bathroom. This is a consultancy I was working at permanently many, many years ago. And of course, she wanted to have a yellow, you know, a yellow coloured, she had a yellow coloured suite. So she typed in Colton shower. At work, and I was horrified to find what the Google results.
My favourite one is a very cool New York magazine called Cheap Date. I thought, oh, that sounds good. I'll see what this magazine's like.
This is obviously when you went over with Katie. Yeah?
No. You type Cheap Date into Google and you get loads of porn for some reason.
Oh. That's kind of a no-brainer. But if you put lovely in when you're looking for images,
yeah, that's what they found. Lovely. Why lovely?
LV15.
They're all pornographic. It's why you should always have the maximum, the safe search slightly
on.
At least sort of semi on.
Semi.
It kind of protects you from the goatsy situation. Like, no.
Let's not talk about semis with liquid silk and robbing around.
Just never going to explain what that is. So what else are we going to talk about? I forgot. I've just got no idea. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible host, aren't I?
Robin's whispering here, talk about the party, talk about the party.
Oh yes, you've got a party on, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a party coming up.
Homo Disco. I saw the YouTube video. It's great music for that.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was by this little known bootlegger, Instamatic. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that's you by DJ Nono, by the way.
Oh. Oh, yes, they're different people, of course.
Yeah. Instamatic doesn't do music like that. No. So, where is... Well, you can't say where it is. It's somewhere in Holborn, isn't it? It's a secret, just like this show.
It's sold out, so there's no point selling anyone.
Yes. But people could turn up, even though this show probably is going out after it's finished. But it was a raging success. Loads of
celebrities. It was great.
Amazing.
Yeah. Matt Damon turned up. Yeah, it was great.
Did Brangelina turn up?
Yeah, they did as well. Yeah
and Jobin.
And Rez.
Rez and Jobin.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if Kurt can come along. That would be cool, because we're... I'm going. Was that one? Yes. When is it on? When is it on?
It's the 6th of October. Week
6th of October. Yeah. Because I think we're doing something during the day, but we'll be along.
As it's in the evening, that shouldn't be a problem.
No, that should be fine.
That really is a hardcore day.
Yes.
Yeah, it depends what you do, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But we've got upstairs in the. Obviously, like the whole thing behind Celebrity Murder Party, it's a bit of a send up of celebrities and all that kind of bullshit. And then we've basically got tables, and we've laid them out with bowls full of blue M&Ms, and we've got loads of sherbet, which are going to lay out in lines on the table and stuff, so people come up.
That's
what we're going to tell the cops anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
No, it should be good.
It'll be, with cocaine disguised as sherbet, disguised as cocaine, disguised as sherbet, or something.
And Jonathan Ross has given us some stuff, too, to give away. I can't remember what it is, but he's given us some.
We always get something.
His wig.
Time. No. We got soup. The last one we got soup,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, we did get soup, didn't we?
Got soup.
Tiger skin. Oh, cool.
Who was it?
I never saw the thing.
Haggard old woman to do with punk. What's her name?
Vivian Westwood. Vivian Westwood? Went out with Malcolm McLaren, yeah.
You got a Vivian Westwood suit?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, we do well.
Yeah, cool. It's all through Angie's other half, who is the editor or director on the show.
I know listeners to this show are big fans of Vivian Westwood. Auntie Viv, as they call her.
That's good.
And Jonathan Ross, if you ever look him up on Facebook, that's actually his, and apparently he spends most of his time watching. Instead of doing work at work, he actually goes on Facebook.
Just like me.
Just like me as well.
Yeah. That'll be working in Brighton. I don't know if I'll be allowed to do that. Do they have Facebook in Brighton?
No.
Do they have electricity in Brighton? I'm worried about that.
Depends which side of the beach you're on.
Yeah, true. Depends if you're slowly sinking into the sea. Oh, that's the pier. No. Anyway, I think let's play some music. What should we play now? Oh yes, let's play some dub.
Call them out of jail.
That's what I called the Randy All-Stars, but it's Randy's All-Stars and Mission Impossible theme. That's from the that's one of Jez's.
It's 300% Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Compilation album.
Brilliant. And I... nice. Sorry. I was sounding it to DJ there, so I went, nice. Stop me if I start sounding like fucking DJ. And then before that, that was one of mine. That's the 007 Shantytown by Desmond Decker and the Aces. You could have had the musical views. You could have had the musical youth version, but thankfully I saved you that horror. I actually heard that today. I was listening to it going, oh, I'll try the musical youth version. And I went, No. Pass the Dutchie is all right, but Musical Youth, yeah, they did 007. They did a cover, and it was actually in the charts in 1983. And it was shit. Anyway.
Hello.
We're waving again.
Waving at the microphone. Wave. I should have thought some questions for you. I just thought we're just going to be organic. Organic. We have to say hi to the Who Boys, really, I suppose.
Yeah. Hello, you cunts.
Speak to them in the language that they understand.
Yeah, that's the only language they understand. Have you been in their show yet, or is that not?
No,
because we said we'll do this one first.
Yes.
We're men of our word.
We have to get our priorities straight.
Yes. I'm glad about that, because I was thinking, oh no.
Don't steal our guests.
They've done that once before. Not that I was annoyed. Mr. Fab. And the thing is, they actually did the whole Mr. Fab interview, and I had these questions about, you know, how he works, you know, how he does mashups and whatever. And so they got drunk and asked
him. Got stoned and fucking just did it.
Well, they got drunk and asked him questions about, well, his favourite colour. So, what is your favourite colour?
Purple.
Purple?
Orange.
Orange.
My one is orange.
Is it?
Mm. I've got lots of orange tops.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you in orange.
I've got purposely dyed orange tops. I've got an orange Fred Perry. They don't make an orange Fred Perry.
I can smell orange.
I can smell orange. Yeah.
That's a kind of in-joke there.
Yeah, for those of you who can't remember, when I was at university, I got rather inebriated and...
Inebriated?
Turned round, yeah, that's a polite way of saying it. I turned round and said, I can smell oranges. And from then on, all my friends took the piss out of me.
It was a catchphrase for the next 3 years.
And I wish I'd never said it. But anyway.
Why could you smell oranges?
I could smell oranges.
Is this some kind of strange, kind of psychedelic thing? You know, you smell things.
You could say that.
I'd like to say it was, but... Yeah.
On certain grade A Sandos, you smell things. You can have hallucinations of smelling, can't you? Apparently,
yeah, that's actually no. What happens is supposedly when you've had a severe head trauma, the smell you smell is burnt toast.
Burnt toast.
Burnt toast. Really? So if you smell burnt toast and the toaster's not on, you've just been hit in the head.
Although you're pretty fucked if you're looking for some sort of well done toast and you've actually got a brain trauma.
Yeah, true. What happens if you are burning your toast? I mean, obviously that's how they burn down their houses, really. Yeah. And what happens if you've been hit on the head by a toast burglar? It could happen. Anyway. I think next tune. No. What are we going to have? Oh, we're going to have some Super Fur Animals. I like Super Fur Animals. I'm a big Super Fur Animals fan.
Yes.
And they've got a good album. Have you heard the new album?
No, I haven't. Yeah, no.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Hello, Venus. But I would sort of they're trying to be pop, and
but they've done that. They've done the pop and they've succeeded.
Yeah, but they're trying to do pop again, obviously, to try and make sure they have a proper contract.
They can still do pop.
Well, because they kind of lost their contract, didn't they? And then they got dropped by Island or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then they did a few kind of independent releases, and
no one bought them.
Kind of, yeah. Critically acclaimed, like Lovecraft, and then it's got all these things that say, oh, Times loves it, blah, blah, blah. No one bought it. Yeah. No singles. So they're obviously going back to the pop thing, but they've taken out all of the really weird shit. And we like the weird shit. We like
it. I just like them singing in Welsh, as far as I'm concerned.
Because they're getting old and they've stopped smoking weed.
No, it's not all about that. It's not all about that.
It is?
No, it's not at all. I just... No. I just think... I knew I'd do this once. I just like them speaking in Welsh. She's got spells, and they're looking out for me. But that's not like the key to be. It's just. She's got those
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, Q. The children have taken over the asylum, but they're not bothered about it apart from the purple alligator.
Very good, Q. Okay, progress report. I've managed to locate the little whore.
Oh, good. Where was she?
Never mind that. She was in a crack house, actually. But her name is Romana Abramovich.
Rivada Abramovich?
No, oh, Romana Abramovich.
Romana.
Speak, you know, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Right. I found her in a little cat house.
Yeah.
Just off Baker Street.
Baker Street.
Yes. I'm afraid things went a bit awry. She wasn't very cooperative, so I had to rape and murder her.
Oh, you had to deal with her.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the plans? The important thing is the plans. You want to know where this weapon could be.
Yes, that might be a bit of a problem. I did hope, as I raped her, that she would have blurted it out. But unfortunately, I was strangling her as I raped her, and it didn't quite pass.
It's not really going that well.
No, but
you've only got half an hour left.
Hugh, you've always known that I'm Hugh Boy. I'm a maverick. There's a different way of approaching these matters, and shagging whores is not the best way, really, for me. I think I paid for sex at the best of times, you know that. So.
But you didn't pay, because you killed her.
Well, yeah, of course, but you know, the whole premise of the sexual act was based on the fact that I was paying, which ruined the whole dampened the whole bloody experience for me.
But where are the plans? Where can we find them?
Bit of a problem there, but I'm on the case, Q. I'm on the case. Just let me get it. I just need a pipe at the pub and I can sort it all out. Don't worry about it.
So it's Baker Street and in the usual place?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I'm signing off for now, Q.
This is the bit we clam up and don't say anything because we said all the really fun stuff during that musical break and we won't say anything now. Anyway,
well, we even did a little dance with Freud.
Little dance with Freud. Yes, we danced. We were like dances with wolves. We danced with Freud. Oh yes, we did. And we talked about ITV Digital Monkeys. And they should have been a pony.
Yes.
you see.
ITV Digital Ponies. Sorry.
Yes. Is that 200 quid or is that 300 quid? I don't remember.
I think a monkey is 500 quid. Same as an ITV Digital subscription for a year.
So that was expensive then. 500 quid, that's a lot of money.
Especially in old money.
Yeah, not real money.
2000 money.
Old 2000 money. This is about 1873, yeah.
It's only £10,000 today. Buy a house for that. No, you couldn't buy a house nowadays. You could have bought a house in the 1840s for the same amount of money that you... Anyway.
Anyway, Sarah Vaughan with Peter Gunn, the Max Sedgley version. The person who did, what was that called? Happy.
Nice tune.
Want to be happy.
Happy.
And then before that was She's Got Spies, I think. Yes, it was. Yes, by Super Animals. We're from, which album was that? I think it was Radiator. That was Radiator. Yes, I think that was Radiator.
Which is a bit like in here, isn't it?
Yes, I know. It's a bit warm in here.
Yes.
Ah, yeah, I need to open the windows, but then the problem is windows stink.
Yeah. It's usually the other way around in my house.
You close windows.
The windows, yeah, yeah.
That's my flatmate. Anyway.
Good job. Good job your flatmate doesn't know how to download podcasts. That's all I've got to say.
Well, it's not very up on downloading things, your roommate. Does your roommate smell then?
No. She's not a roommate, she's a flatmate.
Flatmate,
okay. Yeah. This is a bit like the start of that old joke. My dog has no nose. Yes. How does he smell?
Terrible.
I'm here all week, try the meal.
thank you.
So what was this about Freud then?
Freud.
Was you? Freud. Yeah, I believe he was a psychiatrist. Father of... Grandfather, uncle, dad of psychiatry or something.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
No, about Lucian Freud.
Oh, Lucian Freud?
Yes.
Yes.
Painter.
If Les is listening to this, Les is a security guard where I used to work for a large retail department boring store. And he knew everyone. Lucian Freud was his next door neighbour. And used to do little autographed, or he still does, do little autographed drawings for Les that he's got in his kitchen.
Which is probably sell for about £5 million.
Well, I heard the thing that got us to this was I heard something on Radio 4 about some relative of Lucian Freud, and they mentioned that the person that looks after him, he's kind of his studio gopher or whatever, he sketches him while he's working and sells that for a lot of money. So obviously there's a lot of money in Lucian Freud.
There is. He's one of the, I think, highest selling living artists of the current era, yeah. I mean, that's because he's like 103 or something. He's really, really old. He's like in his 70s or 80s.
But could you stick it on your dining room wall?
Yeah, but I don't have a dining room. If I had a dining room...
This is a palatial mansion.
There's the dining room there. Yeah. Underneath all that paper.
Yeah, I could stick it in the kitchen, yeah, and so it could get all messed up by all the steam and everything, and when I'm doing stir-fry, it get covered in oil. That would be good. Mm. Good oil painting. Yes. Painting with oil. That's what I do in my kitchen at the moment, as you'll see. I am painting with oil, but it's actually olive oil. So...
There's a Popeye joke in there somewhere, but anyway.
Painting with olive oil, yeah.
A non-PG. Yeah, non-PG. Would you tell that at kids' parties, that joke?
No, wouldn't tell that at kids' parties. No.
Oh, yeah, Robin was getting his monkeys at a kids' party. Was that
really? No, I wasn't getting my monkey... Oh, no, don't
start. So you're getting your monkey on, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Get your monkey on.
No, I was entertaining... I know how to entertain small children with monkeys. It does sound strange, doesn't it? Yeah. I think our host.
Got any Gary Glitter?
Excuse me. I think our host here today broken his chair.
Did you play that tune to me earlier with Gary Glitter? Who played me that?
Not me.
Oh no, was it the Tate Beatles or something like that? Or I was listening to it earlier today.
Oh, you weren't listening to the Bingo Star one, the one with all the. It's got Michael Jackson and Gary Glitter in it.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm not playing any Gary Glitter today. I'm actually officially told off from making Gary Glitter jokes. I can't. You can. I can't.
But
desperately think of one.
You could look at those people without television.
We
both looked at each other and went, "I don't know any jokes about Gary Glitter."
Good.
I'm gonna then, but it still looks ugly. Ah la la, ah la la. Am I stupid? I'm doing the talking, but I don't get nothing. Ah la la, ah la la. Alguém me avisa quando eu vou parar de fazer a íntima. Ah la la, ah la la. You're so cool. Can I be your friend? I'll drive you to the end. Cause you know what you don't wanna. Cause you know what you can have it. Cause you know what you don't wanna. Cause you know what you can have it. Cause you know what you don't wanna. Cause you know what you can have it. Cause you know what you don't wanna. Cause you know what you can have it. We'll be right back.
think I hear the telephone ringing.
Do you?
No.
That was a strange thing to say.
That's why we're going to put the message in with a telephone call.
Oh. Maybe I should mute the microphone then.
this won't do any good.
For your sake,
I hope so.
I know. Once you have got what you want.
I haven't got it yet. I'll pay for it.
Oh, really, Jay?
Let me tell you the secret of the world. Oh. Well, from this angle, things are shaping up nicely.
No, James, James, you're hurting.
I'll do worse than that. Worse than that. Worse than that. Worse than that. Paranoid superlative.
Don't leave me. Never leave me. Even if you kill me.
All I do, it's my business. It'll be slow and painful.
I saw the insides.
I warned you. I'd like to see a flash. Yes. You should have got the mantra.
And that's one of yours. That's Celebrity Murder Party with, was it Honey Trap?
The Honey Trap, yes.
With all those politically incorrect Bond samples.
It's a Bond misogyny.
Misogyny?
Simsogyny.
Simsogyny. Well, they've got loads of labels floating up above their head. Honey, bossy, gold. And then before that was... What was before that? Oh, that was LDM 101. What's the title of that track?
Lee, I haven't got a clue, and he's going to kill me for that, but...
That's a good title. I haven't got a clue, and he'll kill me for that. I love that title. I like that a lot. So that's the unknown bootlegger. Or not unknown bootlegger, but unknown title. That's the classic ID3 problem I always have. And then before that was Asin with Trip to the Moon, The Dark Side, which of course samples bits of Moonraker.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. You're doing your Bond impression. Yes. Yes, Mr. Bond. Miss Bunny, Bunny. Ah, shaken, not stirred. I can't... why does it sound like... that doesn't work. It sounds like Groucho, doesn't it? I sound like Groucho from Sesame Street. Oh dear!
You see what? Oscar the Groucho, not Groucho.
Oscar the Groucho.
It's a way.
You've been vaccinated by a photograph needle. Yeah, no.
I live in a trash can.
That would be a bizarre mashup if you've got Sesame Street and the Marx Brothers. That would be very, very strange. No, we don't take that.
What kind of sort of TV related mashups could you have?
Well, you could have like. A-Team versus maybe something like Tenko, so they're actually a bunch of feminist escapees from a prison camp, but with a nice van.
Or, fuck, I had one and it's gone. Fuck. Go on, Robin.
I've dried up.
You're not fucking dried up on his soul. we're accepting entries on the back of a postcard.
Yeah, it's all back of anything. A back of a $50 note. Except that's worth about 5p now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, politics, politics.
Ooh.
You didn't say where that tune was before the last tune. The tune that I brought.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, no. Sorry, not the Kaminsky.
I forgot it was a very, very long rate. It's Duke Dumont.
I'm only saying that because I can't remember... what it's called, because
I'm having to read it from the screen. It says here, Duke Dumont, Final Level. That's it, yeah. And you got that from...
I got that from Juno.co.uk.
Juno, and you bought as a WAV. You got a WAV file. They give you WAV files.
Yeah, so go to...
So, lack of hard drive space there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quality tune.
How to destroy your hard drive.
When you've got a 2 GB stick, you don't need...
And before that, I forgot, it was another mashup from the secret album you can find. That's Lobster Dust with I Want to Be Your La 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 La.
Yes.
wicked.
La. Yes. Very, very good. We like that synth noise. It's a remix of I Want to Be a Dog, isn't it?
Yes.
Very nice.
It would have sounded even better if CSS could actually sing in tune.
Yes. But she's got a spangly top. What do you need?
Yeah. She wears four outfits in one night. That's great.
I know. Who needs tuning when you've got four outfits?
I mean, I dread to see the boyfriend who goes, no, I don't like that one. Yeah, that one's really good. No, the third one before that.
I would say clearly Britney does.
Shut up. Don't start this Britney thing. But too many people.
Leave Britney alone!
Yeah, leave Britney alone! It was you, Robin. You were Chris Corker or Crocker or whatever her name is.
What? Chris Cocker. Oh, it is, yeah.
I have no idea what Jeremy's talking about.
You're not saying that?
Oh, no. Oh,
no, not the guy. Yeah, it's all fake anyway. No, it's all fake. It's all fake.
Leave Robin alone!
Leave him alone! It's not true.
Oh, he does such good work for children.
No. That thing on the online is not true. It's all just faked. If you research into it, you see the guy has done loads of other stuff.
Something online isn't true. What
I know, it's true. It's not true.
Even about shagging his own brother.
Which is
a post he did afterwards. It's like he appeared on the Jeremy Kimball show in the States, and it was like, oh, he was actually quite good in the show. And I saw that clip on YouTube and thinking, oh, obviously it's going to be a new career. Next post is I shagged my brother.
He sounds like he's just trying to get as much publicity as possible.
But actually, it wasn't his brother. He's pretending, I think. Because if you look into it, he's never mentioned it in any other what would you call them? YouTube casts?
Well, supposedly, what happened, I saw it mentioned on rocketboon.com. And what happened is that they went back in and had a look. And he's one of the quickest persons to get up the kind of charts, the best of charts on YouTube with that thing. And you're thinking there's something up there. It's not good.
Well, he did say that apparently after he signed on the next day, he had like loads and loads of friends suddenly with no profile pictures were his friend on YouTube like the day after he
actually signed.
It's
good to know he's got some friends at least.
Yeah, still, but they don't want to say, don't want to put pictures of themselves on there. Anonymous friends. All at the same day. Oh yes, lots of anonymous friends. So that Lobsterdust track and what was the other one? The LDM. Is it, how do you say it? Lee? LDM 101?
Well, I think it's LDM 101, but it's Lee. His name's Lee.
Lee. And you can find those tracks on the Secret album when you follow the clues. Yes. It's a bit like. Do you remember Masquerade?
Was that the thing when you follow all the stuff and you look and you find.
And you found the golden
pictures.
Hair.
Yeah. I remember the book. I had the book at home. But didn't know what it was, and then about 5 years later, I saw someone had actually found it or something.
What is it?
No, explain.
What it is it's by Kit Williams, and it's a really beautiful book of all these illustrations. But what it was is it was a competition to find a solid gold hair with incrustable jewels, which had been buried somewhere in Britain. It took 5 years to find it, though, and each of the things he'd drawn. It was a very beautiful illustration telling the story. Actually, had a clue to where it was, and someone obviously worked out who it was. But I think they cheated a little bit. I think they actually found it was, and then they found it with a metal detector. So I think there was a little bit of cheating there. But a lot of people tried. I mean, there was this whole mania. It's about 1982 or 83 to find this golden hair.
I can see the connection there. Well, exactly like that. Lots of beautiful.
I'm gonna have to ask my mum because my mum's got this book at home, and I had it and would look at it. It was essentially I was young enough, and I took it as like a Where's Wally kind of thing, and I was all Where's Waldo.
There's loads of little kind of like you can see loads of hairs hidden in all of the books.
You could count them or something.
Yeah,
I don't know,
So actually, all the hairs were hidden. It was like Where's Wally. Though I'm surprised no one's done a Where's Maddie.
Are you trying to get another subject banned from things you can't mention?
You must have seen that Mr. McCann, the Roger Hargreaves version.
Yeah. You sent that to me, Jeremy. Yeah, you did,
Which someone sent to me. And then I was like, I'm so not mentioning or posting or talking about that on the podcast or anything. And then, of course, then people when I'm posting it everywhere. So I feel a bit more emboldened to talk about it. But I'll probably get banned from talking about this as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, next song.
And rightfully so.
Where's Maddie? No, I think that could work. You could have all these pictures of all these different places in the world. Could teach children not to get kidnapped. As you do.
Yeah, roll, cut.
Go, cut. Oh, this is a Who Boy mashup from the aforementioned Secret album. Has the album got a name?
Yeah, the Radio Clash file.
But this is a Radio Clash file.
Okay, the Radio Clash files contents.
All right.
It was a rainy mid-afternoon. I was sitting in a pub near Piccadilly Circus, mulling over the recent tit-for-tat expulsions our boys were facing over at the Moscow Embassy due to Vladimir Putin and his cronies' infinite pettiness and bloody-mindedness. Bloody fools. Was this the beginning of a new Cold War between Britain and Russia? Frankly, I didn't give a damn. I gazed into the bottom of my whiskey glass. Yes, actually, I rather did give a damn. Bugger the Ruskies. I love a challenge. A chance for a bit of action. Just like old times. Bring it on, I said to myself. Outside, the rain was pissing down, like the urine of a million Oliver Reeds after a night on the tiles. I ordered another martini, when suddenly, I became aware of an East European accent at the bar. Indeed, it sounded very much like a Russian accent. Half pint vodka, please.
Do what?
I want half pint vodka.
You want what, mate?
I want half pint vodka.
You must be joking, mate. You drink half pint of vodka, you'll get completely smashed.
I am customer. I have money. Look, here is money. You are barman. You give me half pint vodka. What is problem?
All right, mate. It's your fucking funeral. So, another Russian assassin sent by the Kremlin to do their dirty business on British soil. Well, they haven't reckoned on one rather inconvenient detail. The presence of Hugh Boy, top British agent. MI5? Am I buggery? I'm MI6. Don't you forget it, Vladimir. I decided to keep a close eye on him. Within half an hour, he had been ejected from the pub for kissing other customers. Very clever cover. As he staggered outside, I decided to follow him. He weaved his way toward the tube station, and I was right behind him. He took a seat in the carriage of a train heading for Farringdon. I was right on his tail. He alighted at Farringdon, and I was so close, I was right up his arse. He headed for an expensive-looking Russian restaurant. As we approached, I noticed an important-looking, rather portly man in expensive clothes sitting at a table near the door. I had to act fast. Suddenly, he veered away from the restaurant and headed towards a pub next door. Oh no, you don't get away that easily, matey. As we passed a rather convenient alleyway, I grabbed him, pulled him into the alley, got him onto the floor, and pulling out a Stanley knife, put it to his throat.
Please, what are you doing?
Sorry, Boris. I know all about your little game. No assassinations for you tonight, sonny boy. You're looking at Hugh Boy, British Secret Service.
Please! I am Polish bus driver, Alpha Bind, with my friends. I meet them next door in 5 minutes.
Likely story, sunshine. I smirked with contempt.
Please! You are crazy! Let me go!
I laughed as I slit his throat. I stood up with total calm, pulled my cock out, and pissed on his corpse. Democracy won, Putin nil. It's a beautiful world, baby. I then adjusted my dinner jacket and moved on to my next assignment. Special Agent Hugh Boy, British Secret Service, signing off.
The laboratory has been locked for 3 hours solid. I think they're using it for the operating room. Nurses. I can't find her pulse, doctor. Dr. Benway, cardiac arrest, goddammit. He looks around and picks up a toilet plunger. He advances on the patient. Make an incision, Dr. Limp. Says to his appalled assistant, I'm going to massage the heart. Dr. Lim shrugs and begins the incision. Dr. Benway washes the suction cup by swishing it around in the toilet bowl. Nurse, should it be sterilized, doctor? Dr. Benway, very likely, but there's no time. He sits on the suction cup like a cane seat, watching his assistant make the incision. You young squirts couldn't lance a pimple without an electric vibrating scalpel with automatic drain and suture. All the skill is going out of surgery. All the know-how and make-do. I'll tell you about the time I performed an appendectomy with a rusty sardine can. And once I was caught short without instrument one and removed an uterine tumor with my teeth. And that was in the upper fender, and besides, the wench is dead. The incision is ready, doctor. Dr. Benway forces the cup into the incision and works it up and down. Blood spurts all over the nurse, the doctors, and the wall. The cup makes a horrible sucking sound. Nurse, I think she's gone, doctor. Dr. Benway, well, it's all in the day's work. He walks across the room to a medicine cabinet. Some fucking drug addict just cut my cocaine with Saniflush. Nurse, send the boy out to fill this RX on the double.
That track ends quickly.
Yes, it does.
So that was Dr. Benway's operates with William Burroughs. William S. Burroughs. What does the S stand for?
Sewell or Stewart or something. Can't remember off the top of my head.
Sewell?
I think it's yeah, something like that.
Sewell.
Sure. Although I'm confusing him with that annoying bloke who talks about art.
Brian Sewell. Oh, sort of God, don't start. No.
No.
Oh, that's another mashup, isn't it? William Sewell Burroughs.
I find this very, very, very beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
As I shoot it to the head. No. Scary. That's too scary. The lisping. Imagine a lisping camp, William Burroughs. I just don't want to go there. And then before that was Hugh Boy, Secret Agent. Was it Secret Agent? Yes.
Hugh Boy, Secret Agent.
Hugh Boy.
Hugh Boy.
Hugh Boy.
Hugh Boy.
Not Hugh Boy.
No. Hugh Boy.
Joke. Hugh Boy. Ah. Oh. Yes. And there goes the punchline.
Yes.
Right, so that's Hugh Boy's public agent. Secret agent.
Secret agent.
By the Hugh Boys. And then before that, was that it? Was that it? No, yes, was it? Was it? Yes. Anyway.
It's a quick spoken word extravaganza.
Yes, yes. We didn't get any what's his face in? Oh, I've forgotten his name. Anyway.
Him. Yes.
Him.
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 That
him.
One.
So now we're at the end of the show. We've got the last two tunes to play.
Goodbye.
So waving. You're waving at the microphone again. Yes. The microphone does not know this. Bye.
It might do. Might get offended if you don't.
Possibly. Yeah. 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 We have to treat them very nicely. Oh, poor microphones.
We've got the nice microphone.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the shit
large
one.
The large
I'm
one.
The shit
one.
The pop shield. Shield
pops
pop.
All yeah, yeah. The popping pie.
We have lots of pop to get rid of, you see. To absorb lots of our pop.
Crimes against pop.
See?
Yeah.
Neon fondue reference. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Knowledgeable and witty.
Oh, yes.
You know your cheese.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything. No, we love you. Have you been to Crimes Against Pop?
No, he hasn't.
Well, you should go. It's really good.
I'm going to force him to go after that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. 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 Apart from the Girls Aloud, you're probably right on that. We got the Girls Aloud last album. It is a bit electroclashy, but it is quite cheesy. But the rest of the stuff isn't that cheesy. Just good. Good, honest pop.
Yes.
We have had discussions about Girls Aloud, haven't we?
We have, but not in public.
No.
Was there violence involved?
Unfortunately not.
It depends what you mean by violence, really.
Was there liquid silk involved? Was it that kind of discussion?
Yes.
Slap me with a wet kipper.
quick.
So anyway, you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net.
And you can find more about Celebrity Murder Party by at where are we?
Where are you?
Celebrity what, Murder.
You're on my sofa.
CelebrityMurderParty.co.uk.
That's the one. And that's in English and unpissed. That's CelebrityMurderParty.co.uk. You said service man.
Oh yeah, did you? Yeah. Translation. That's right.
That's what I do.
I'm not pissed. I'm just tired.
We need we need subtitles for this podcast.
Yes.
Watch out, Braille. Watch out. Watching beat. Watch out. Jeremy.
What?
Bit of Mandarin for you there.
You were swearing on my podcast in Mandarin, probably.
I'll just saying, my name's Jeremy, my surname is Big Fuck. I've given the name away.
See, what's gonna happen is now this podcast will get stopped by the Chinese government and will not get through, and you'll never have any listeners in China.
Like I do
yeah,
already.
Fuck Mao!
Oops.
Damn the government!
You can make all the pedophile jokes, but don't talk about China! I can just imagine the FBI Secret Service agents coming to the door now. Back on top again.
Yeah, what was the name of that tune? It was really great.
Yeah. What do you mean? They'd ask me that?
Yeah, it was like that.
We only got 24 hours to find it. Yeah.
You got a nuclear bomb strapped to my penis.
Less of your fantasies. So we're going to play out with two tracks. One is by the Tate Beatles, which I was surprised. I didn't know you liked the Tate Beatles.
Oh, yes.
This was my suggestion after you brought another track, and I was like, ooh, actually, try this one. So it was very, very good. Yes. They are very well worth checking out. And then a cover of We Have All the Time in the World by My Bloody Valentine, which no one seems to know about. I don't understand this. Obviously, no one ever bought Vox magazine in the 1990s. So, goodbye from them, and it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. More editing for me. Just for love.
No. Leave Tim alone. Leave Tim alone.
Subliminal. Listen, Radio Clash. Listen to Radio Clash.
Win.
Lose.
Insert telephone call here.
Hello, is that God? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hello. Hello, who's that? It is I, Hugh Boy. Password, please. The Kellogg's is in the forest. In the middle of a deep sperm pit. What kind of sperm pit? Yellow. Ah, good that it's you. How's it going on? What's the progress report? Q, success! Good! I found the bastard. I used what's called chaos theory. I just walked around King's Cross for a bit and I saw him.
What was he doing?
Well, he was looking furtive. I dragged him down into a side alley.
Annoying.
Got him on the floor, got my knees, got my hands around his neck, pinned him down in my knees.
You're not telling me you killed him?
Not initially, no. I performed some basic sort of Chinese forms of torture. Have you heard of death by a thousand cuts?
No, but I've heard of the Chinese burn.
It's dreadfully effective. I just sort of stabbed him with a Stanley knife all over the body until finally he divulged exactly where he'd left the plans.
I can't believe you've killed someone else. You've killed one of our top scientists.
No. Look, he betrayed us. How dare he live?
Okay, so where are the plans? The plans are the important thing.
Well, you wouldn't believe this, Q, but he actually left them in a bloody telephone
box. A telephone box?
A bloody telephone box. So, after he died, and I mean, I really did believe him because he really was begging for his life at this point.
But you killed him anyway.
Well, of course I did.
Oh, we don't care about that. No, where are the plans?
Come to the plans are in King's Cross. Yes, I located said telephone box and found a tramp masturbating in the box, which was a bit of an issue.
Did you video it?
I assaulted him. A fairly basic sort of jujitsu move.
You didn't kill him?
No. He was vomiting outside the phone box when I actually conducted the survey of the phone box.
So you've got the number?
I got the number. I got everything.
Ex-baby.
Everything. You owe me a bloody nice cocktail of bloody.
Oh, well, yes.
At the club.
Yeah. At the club.
Yes.
The Colony.
Yes, the Colony.
Well, we'll see you down there shortly.
Absolutely. Make mine a Bloody Mary to start with. I always like a bit of tomato juice and voddy before we get back down to business.
Hey, you know the number. Just dial it and you'll find the package.
All right. 7496-3241.
There you are.
Are
we finished
yet? Yeah, the man made out of tyres. What's he called?
Michelin Man.
Yeah, Michelin Man, yeah. Burning effigies of... Well, fuck it.
That's a Wicker Man, not Michelin Man.
Oh, my God. Moments passed. Good night.
Good night.